Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
You know, recently I shared the devastating news that Full Frontal with Samantha Bee has been canceled by TBS. Now, you might be asking questions like, why are you reading news from 5 years ago? Or who the hell is Samantha Bee? But if you're a fan of this show, you might not realize Samantha and I have a little bit of a history together because my producers obviously hate me, as you know. They periodically make me watch feminist comedians do their best imitation of a suffering cat, which, of course, their stand-up comedy routines is what they call them. The very first video in this Try to Laugh series featured Samantha Bee. You know, we were ahead of the curve. We shot this back in 2020. Let's just say that her jokes have aged as well as a fine glass of milk. Watch. So my producer suggested that I watch and review some feminist comedy bits. And he suggested this because evidently he hates my guts, which is understandable. I would hate me too if I wasn't me. I am me and I hate me. So, you know. But the thing is, I did actually watch some feminist comedy in anticipation of doing this little YouTube video, and but much of it was so bad.
I'm a feminist, and usually, like, I'm like not an advocate of like street harassment and stuff like that, except from men that wear grey tracksuits.
Just so bad.
I remember when Kate Middleton announced her pregnancy, I was like, I wonder if she'll keep it. Who knows?
That I thought maybe the fruit was hanging a little too low. It's a little too easy. And there's all kinds of euphemism packed into that last sentence that you can get into later. But then I thought, if I'm going to review feminist comedy, I shouldn't go for the obscure ones. I should focus on a feminist comedian who is successful, well-known, allegedly talented. And that's why I am going to focus on Samantha Bee. You know, Samantha Bee has her own comedy show on Lifetime or whatever it's on. And she's hailed by the media as brilliant and hilarious and genius and so on. That's what the media says about her. I figure she's the best of the best when it comes to woke female comedians. So let me give her a shot. We're going to watch some Samantha Bee together. And more than reviewing it, I think I want to see if I can find a reason to laugh. I want to laugh at a Samantha Bee joke. I want to see if I can do that today. I'll try my hardest. So let's watch this together. Let's start with this. We'll take a look. Okay.
Meatpacking workers often contend with cramped conditions, grueling labor, and long hours. So it's unsurprising that plants have become hotspots for COVID-19. If we want to keep our food supply safe, we should first keep our workers safe. So naturally, the president isn't. Following aggressive lobbying from the meat industry, Trump issued an executive order aimed at reopening meat processing plants. Look, it's not shocking the president leapt into action to save meat, because burgers? You in danger, girl.
Okay. So I think there were some jokes in there. I can't be sure. And this might be part of Samantha Bee's genius, that she tells jokes and nobody knows that they're jokes. So she's deconstructing comedy. That's what I'm told. That's the thing about female comedians. Samantha Bee, Hannah Gadsby, they're always deconstructing comedy rather than just telling funny jokes. And I don't mean to imply that women aren't funny. I would never imply that. I, in fact, am stating it explicitly. Just kidding. Not really, but sort of. Okay, let's keep going.
From Ohio to New York, Michigan to California, this morning the beef shortage at Wendy's is spreading.
The company with that unforgettable catchphrase decades ago is now having trouble finding the beef.
You're out of beef then? Out of patties?
It's embarrassing that the Where's the Beef place is out of beef. It'd be like if someone at Taco Bell was caught thinking inside the bun.
Okay, let's stop right there. This is a professional comedian, folks. She makes millions of dollars telling jokes. And yet she's never actually told one, so far as I can tell. And so I'm starting to figure out that when people say Samantha Bee is funny, which I've never actually heard anyone say that, but theoretically, if they do say that, they don't mean it on the scale of comedians, right? They're using a different scale. What they mean is that she's funny for a feminist, which is like saying like a corn dog is healthy for carnival food. So maybe if we understand it on that scale, we get into the mind of a feminist, maybe it becomes funny. So let's keep going.
With some food shortages and increased prices, the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is more necessary than ever. About 38 million people rely on SNAP benefits to feed their families, and last month the USDA announced it would increase overall benefits 40% to give families more money to buy food. Unfortunately, many food stamp households were left out of the benefit expansion because they were already receiving the maximum amount. Now, while Democrats are trying to raise benefits by 15%, Republicans are attempting to block that change. Just for context, the maximum benefit for a family of four is only $646 per month. For Republicans, giving hungry families an extra $100 during a worldwide pandemic is too big of an ask, both because they deeply, passionately don't give a shit about poor people, and because Steve Mnuchin needs it to fashion sheets for his bed.
My God in heaven, deliver me, Lord. Let's try a different video. Maybe this could have been a bad outing. You know, that's fair. Like it's not going to be great every single time for a comedian. I understand that, you know, it's a tough job, I have to imagine. So let's be fair. We'll go to, a different video. We'll try this. Okay. Let's give this a shot here.
Still reporting from the woods, I had hoped that as we moved into spring, the forest would start to look green and full of life. Instead, it's totally infested by gnats. Oh, God, they're landing on my face now.
Stop there.
Kill me.
Okay. Given recent SCOTUS wins, it feels like the pendulum may be swinging back to a time when the nuclear family was situated at the center of American life, where real conversation, learning, and growth began at home with your family gathered around the table. In President Ronald Reagan's farewell address, he said, all great changes in America begin around the dinner table, where you can bring your family to the dinner table with Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers cares deeply about providing families with high-quality meat at a reasonable price. Their mission is to bring people to the table, making those shared moments with your loved ones easy, accessible, and delicious. Good Ranchers ships 100% American meat, born, raised, and harvested in the U.S. right to your door. Plus, when you subscribe, your price is locked in for the life of your subscription. Good Ranchers not only supports American agriculture, they also are big fans of The Daily Wire. They support all of our shows, which is another reason to go check them out. Use my code MATT for $30 off plus free shipping on your order. Take advantage of this offer today. You don't want to miss it. You can invest in time shared with your family. You're going to buy meat anyway. Why not buy great meat from folks who support all that we do here? Go to goodranchers.com/MATT to start bringing people back to the table and eating seriously delicious food.
And given how afraid I am of the grocery store, that's how I'm getting half my protein. As the great American lockdown continues, we have reason to be grateful. Social distancing is working. So naturally, the question on everyone's minds is, when can the country reopen? Unfortunately, not yet. Look, I know it's hard. I've been home so long I got horny just thinking about dining in at a Pizza Hut.
Okay. This is honestly worse than I thought. I'm plunging into despair right now. I am losing my will to live every second that I watch this. I want to cry. I do. I don't even know why. I'm overcome by this wave of just total emotional desolation. That's how bad this is. It is making me long for the sweet embrace of death. I wish I was dead right now. I just had this image while I was watching this. I had this image in my head of a guy burning to death in a house fire. And I was jealous of that guy. Because at least he's not watching Samantha Bee. Let's try. Okay, we're going to abandon this. Let's go. Here's another video. Let's give this one a shot. Third time's a charm, right? That's the saying goes. Here we go.
I don't know about you, but for me, it's crucial to stay productive during quarantine. For example, at the start of the year, I bought a journal to keep tabs on every book I've read and every film I've seen. But now I'm just keeping a list of every porn I've watched that's troubled me, starting with hardcore kissing. It's not what you think.
You know what? Maybe, okay. Maybe she's having a hard time with coronavirus material because let's be fair, it can be hard to come up with funny jokes around the coronavirus. So we'll go back a few months, just to be fair. Let's find a video of her from before all this. So this is from last July, and we'll give this one a shot. Let's take a look.
In the past week, our beloved president of the United States of Rhodesia has done so many racisms, we don't have time to cover them all. So if you want to hear about Trump's social media summit, his threatened ICE raids, and his failed effort to weaponize the census, turn to TBS 2 for Full Frontal After Dark, where I rant in my sleep about what a prick our president is. Then stay tuned for Old Sheldon. But for now, let's focus on the
Did you get... This is because... There's a show called Young Sheldon. And so she's saying, there's a show called Old... What if there's a show called Old... It's not Young Sheldon. It's Old Sheldon. That's the joke.
Let's focus on the three racistest things Trump's been up to lately, starting with this.
President Trump unapologetic, defending his racist Twitter tirade aimed at four Democratic congresswomen of color after telling them Sunday to go back to help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came.
Sadly, the only thing that should surprise anyone is that he wrote from which they came to avoid ending a sentence with a preposition. Way to go, Shakespeare! Now return your head to the orifice from which it came. Of course, it wasn't long before...
I'm trying. This is not a bit at this point. I want to laugh at a Samantha Bee joke. I do. That is on my bucket list. Some people want to climb Mount Everest. I want to find a funny Samantha Bee joke. That's all I want to do with my life now. I want to be able to say out loud. This is what I want to be able to say. This. Have you heard that hilarious Samantha Bee joke? And then I want the person I'm talking to say, "Did you say hilarious Samantha Bee joke?" And then I go, "Yes, you sexist. What, you don't think women are funny? Well, listen to this." And then I'll repeat the joke and we'll all have a good laugh. That's what I want. And it will end sexism once and for all. That is my goal. It's the only thing I want to do with my life now. It is my life's work. I will find the joke. Let's keep looking. We'll go to a new video. Here we go. I'm feeling good about this. Okay, this is a Greta Thunberg related thing, so there could be some good comedy here. Let's take a look.
To most of America, I'm Samantha Bee the comedian, Samantha Bee the style icon, Samantha Bee the author of the 12th most popular line of self-published dinosaur erotica on Amazon Canada. But at home, I'm just mom. From my own parenting experience, I can tell you there's nothing more terrifying than a teenage girl. And right now, one teenage girl in particular is scaring the crap out of all of us.
What's your message to world leaders today?
My message is that we'll be watching you.
And she means it too. This morning I woke up and she was standing over my bed. That, of course, is Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist who's been traveling the world with one simple message. She's just a girl standing in front of a group of world leaders, asking them to do something before the whole planet melts and we all die.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away? And come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight.
The only thing scarier than a 16-year-old girl is a 16-year-old girl with an agenda who knows how to hold a grudge. Greta Thunberg terrifies me and I love her for it.
Okay. Samantha kind of ruined it there, but when she started trying to tell jokes, but I did crack a smile at the Greta Thunberg clip. Is it Thunberg?
Thunberg.
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 I've been saying Thunberg this whole time. I'm going with Thunberg. That one gets me. That clip gets me every time. I have to admit. I'm sorry. It does. It's a little funny. So we might have to count that as my Samantha Bee laugh. I might just have to call it and say that qualifies. But let's see. We'll plunge forward one more time. Let's give this a shot.
She doesn't want to inspire us or give us hope. She wants to give us nightmares because we deserve them. Greta is bringing something very important to the discourse about climate change: shame. She's traveled all over the world, ripping into our craven leaders like a miniature Don Rickles in braids. And you know what? It is working. Her international shaming tour has led the EU to commit hundreds of billions of euros to combating climate change. She got the British Parliament to declare a climate emergency and pledge to zero out its carbon emissions by 2050. And she got the band Scorpions to finally stop rocking everyone like a hurricane. Hurricanes are dangerous.
We're just gonna call it. I can't do this anymore. There's only so much punishment a man can take. This is like someone gave a microphone and a laugh track to my drunk aunt at Thanksgiving, and I can't do it. So the Greta Thunberg thing, that counts. That's my laugh. I did it. I'm done. Goodbye.
Gear up for the great outdoors with Forlow, the brand that's revolutionizing outdoor apparel. Forlow's non-compromise, 100% American-made outdoor apparel protects your body from the elements so that your mind stays focused on the hunt, on the water, or on the trail. Your adventure starts with a solid foundation, which is why Forlow's base layer is designed to provide the comfort and insulation you need to keep going when the temperatures drop. Their uniquely breathable down layer ensures that you stay warm without overheating. And since proper protection goes beyond insulation, the final layer, a waterproof shield, completes the system. From UPF sunblocking material that shields you from harmful rays to polygene technology that masks your scent, Forlow's innovative designs and cutting-edge material ensures that you can focus on the adventure, not the elements. Their commitment to innovation and American craftsmanship will carry you beyond the known and into the unknown, where the journey truly begins. Get the most out of your time in the outdoors and go to Forlow.com and use code DAILYWIRE for 20% off your purchase. That's Forlow.com, code DAILYWIRE.